What do you want me to say? You know, I honestly thought I wouldn't have to bring out Shakespeare with how this thing was going so far this year, but disgusted. Guys, this is gross. They deserve to lose. This is Guys, well, welcome to the Hogwatch. This is gonna be a shitstorm tonight. This is some of the most uninspiring, disheartening, pathetic, gross, unwatchable baseball. And it's been, quite frankly, a big part of this year and 80% of this offense. I need to do my ad call out. Here it is. Brought to you by betonline.ag. And that's it. And we brought this out, you know, at different times of the show last year. It's not J.K. Rowling. It's not F. Scott Fitzgerald. It's not Emerson. Not even freaking Shakespeare can script this shit, man. 16 left on base to the Pittsburgh Pirates. 16 left on base against the Pittsburgh Pirates against J.T. Brubaker, who came in 0-4 with a 4.64 ERA and a whip of over 1.35. And I told all y'all, you were celebrating the win last night, but I told all of y'all, it's masking this distorted team right now. I told y'all that too. Can't script it. So, I mean, what a fucking boring game. And I'm sorry if you're younger tonight. I'm going all out, okay? This is bullshit. And this offense has been so bad all year long. They haven't hit home runs at all. And I'm sorry, but where were we all now with this whole Jake Cronenworth shit? Who was the one saying it in November? And again. Our pitching is so great, and we play great defense, and we are going to win a lot of baseball games because of that. Let's not forget that. But my goodness, we knew the offense would be bad. This is awful. And for people saying, I wouldn't trade Hassel Campy for Soto. Shut the fuck up. Are you watching this? Stop being so overprotective of your farm. Stop being so protective of your young guys that we can't even develop. Manny Margot's hitting 360 in Tampa Bay. Stop being so protective of those guys. Just stop it. That's a whole nother discussion. But come on, everybody. We have such emotional attachments to our players. We have these emotional attachments to our player. Hog, you're crazy. I would never trade Jake Cronenworth. This guy is awesome. He's number 9. He makes awesome plays. Do you guys want to win a World Series? Or do you want to have your affinity and affection and hang up your favorite player's jersey on the wall? But now everyone on Twitter is saying, maybe we should trade him, huh? I'm just telling y'all, let's have a talk tonight. Talk about an overreaction? Sure. No. You say talk about an overreaction. That is the perfect example of the Padres winning these baseball games, masking the team's biggest flaw, which is their inability to use a shillelagh. Welcome to the post-game show, everybody. Grab your popcorn. This is going to be a good one. And I sent out a tweet. I sent out a tweet literally last night. And here was what the tweet was. This was such a pathetic game. Holy cow. That was pathetic. I sent out a tweet last night. And here's what the tweet said. No, it's not you, Shakespeare. Welcome to the post-game show, everybody. Yeah, I'm hot. I'm high. This was the question. The Padres rankings before heading into tonight. 26th in home runs with 32 total. 26th in slugging percentage. 23rd in batting average. Amazing pitching. Is this sustainable? By the way, guys, six innings from Joe today. Joe Musgrove, he's going to be the first one to tell you too. He wasn't even good today. Joe Musgrove is going to be the first person to tell you that he wasn't even good today. Yet he went six innings pitched, literally allowed one earned run. And the Padres left 16 Friars on base. What was that, son? No way you said that. Yeah, 16 Friars. Whoa. 16 Friars on base. Against the Pittsburgh Pirates.
But they have Jose.
Against JT Brubaker. This is a Pirates team. And guys, by the way, the only reason the Padres even scored a run in this game, that first run, was literally because of an error that got Jake Cronenworth on the base, because the Pirates commit the most errors in the Major League Baseball. They have a fielding percentage of 97.7%, which may sound good to you on the surface, but that is the lowest fielding percentage in Major League Baseball. This team is so awful. And listen, we're 29 and what are we now? 29 and 17? It is what it is. But come on, everybody. These are pathetic at-bats. I mean, pathetic at-bats. Jake Cronenworth, you guys talk about that. You had that hit today. Watch how that hit was, guys. The dude is awful at the plate right now. I mean, holy cow. What did I just watch tonight? And it's scary because if you look at this Padres offense, sure, you had Cronenworth got that hit, but he would have been the only Padre with Alcantara who didn't get a hit tonight if it wasn't for that stupid little nubbler. Padres fans, this is really bad, right? This is a really pathetic performance from this offense. Now, it is what it is. It's just one game, sure. But let's be real, everybody. I'm telling you right now. This is the unbelievable thing. Guys, we talk about if the Padres have great pitching, great defense, and an offense, we're going to win a lot of games. You can have amazing starting pitching, amazing defense. But if you have historically dog shit offense, I don't even care. They're not going to do anything. And the reason they've been able to win some of these games is that they have had little bursts of hitting, but Jeff hits it on the head. Let's be real, everybody. We really haven't hit collectively and gotten in a prolonged stride as an offense in a year. In a year. Let's be real with ourselves. We've had a few days here or there where the offense goes crazy. They never hit home runs, though, but they'll go crazy. But man, and I said it yesterday, the biggest issue is that if we want to do anything, Preller needs to know that getting Fernando back is not even close to being enough. Welcome to the live stream show, everybody. Smash the like button. You know why I'm telling y'all to smash the like button? Because AJ Preller is watching the fireworks right now. The explosion, just like what could potentially be with this team. I'll get into your comments, Jared. Thank you so much, Drew, man. Drew coming in with the big time $20 hollas and all of your donations says, man, I have no words just for this game. When does Preller make a move? Guys, Drew, thank you so much for your support, man. Thank you so much for your support. Drew, let's take a look at this together. I mean, who do you trust right now? You trust Haas, I guess, at this point. You trust Machado, who has tennis elbow. excuse my French, Austin Nola sucks. Okay? He sucks. You know, for example, that last ball he hit in the ninth inning, that's the furthest he can hit a ball this year. That's his power, guys. He has warning track power. Jake Cronenworth, I'm sure none of you guys trust him right now. Luke Voit, you'd be lying to yourselves if you trusted him right now. Ha-Sung Kim, sure, he was 2-for-5. The dude was up 3-0, choked. I'm not confident at Kim at the plate at all. Profar walks a lot. That's a good benefit. Same with Voit. Trent Grisham, I mean, had the big hit tonight, but come on, everybody. This team needs two bats plus Fernando. Thank you, Drew, for the donation, man. I appreciate it. So people are going to say this a lot about me. You were praising them the other day, and now you're throwing them under the bus. Are you a fan or not? Thank you for your comment, David. I'm actually a realist. So I've been praising the team all year, David, of their great starting pitching and their timely hitting. But literally go watch the stream last night, David. Go watch the stream last night. I literally said on the stream, great win, everybody. Great win, great win. This offense sucks. And winning last night masks a real big issue for this baseball team. But go watch it last night. I said it last night. Because listen, and I said it to preface this stream, and I said it to start this stream. This team is going to win a lot of games still with their great starting pitching and their great defense. But man, that number's going to go down if this offense isn't average, if this offense isn't even below average, but if this offense is historically dog shit. And they have been the last five games. Ha-Sung Kim left 7 on base on himself. I'm telling you. But man, I mean, do you guys even want to hear from Bob Melvin tonight? I guess it's only right where you guys already know who the top hog is. It's Joe Musgrove. And it's amazing because Joe Musgrove wasn't even his best self tonight. Joe Musgrove, 6 innings pitched, 6 hits, 1 earned run, 7 strikeouts, 2 walks. He wasn't even good tonight, but he's been so good all year. He lowered that ERA to 1.86. The hogwash goes to the entire Padres offense. I'm not even giving it to Taylor Rogers. Taylor Rogers was so due for a blown save. He was so due. And I'm happy it happened tonight. I'm happy it happened tonight against a really bad team to give. Hopefully this is a wake-up call. You would hope this is a wake-up call. What's beautiful about the game of baseball is that there's 162 games, and you would hope that wake-up calls come at the right time, man, because I really, really hope this is a wake-up call. Again, Padres fans, welcome to the post-game show. The Padres deserved to lose this game tonight. It had to happen. Unacceptable, embarrassing offense, and a win, a 2-1 win tonight, I promise you, it would have continued to mask this flaw. And listen, we all would have been happy for a win, but it would have continued. There needs to be an uptick in urgency right now. And I think they are making some right moves. I know Robinson Cano had a little bit of a meeting yesterday with some players in the batting cages, but there needs to be some urgency right now. I understand they're 29-17. They're already falling far behind the Dodgers, who are now 3 games ahead at 32-14. They cannot be worrying about that. But there needs to be a sense of urgency now in May, not in July next time, like last year, so where they can start producing. Because they have the talent, guys. They have the talent. But this is really, really, really bad offense. I mean, then we have a huge issue if this is what you think. I think this is as good as the offense will get, in my opinion. Doesn't seem like much will change anymore. Do you guys agree with that claim? Do you guys agree with Jakob's claim that this is as good as the offense will get? Because, man, that would be insane. That would be bad. Do we really think that the offense is just this bad? You You would hope they'd heat up, right? You would hope they would heat up. Again, everybody, welcome to the San Diego Padres Pittsburgh Pirates postgame show. We're going to hear from Padres skipper Bob Melvin on this horrific, horrific, just awful loss. Smash the like button for all your support on the channel. By the way, everybody, we are giving away a Nabil Chrismat jersey if we hit 4,000 subscribers, okay? If we hit 4,000 subscribers by June 10th, I will be giving away a Nabil Chrismat jersey. Hey, should I text Glick if he wants to come on the stream? Let me ask Glick if he wants to come on. I don't think he will. Would you guys want who do you want to come on the show tonight, man? I'm so down to get some guests because they like face camp. So guys, follow me on Instagram as well at the Hogwatch, please. Let's get to 600 followers. We are also on Apple Podcasts. We are on Spotify. If you guys like podcast formats, there we go. But guys, everybody, I just don't think we don't have the players right now. I just don't think we have the players. And, you know, I hate to be like I told you so, but where do you guys feel about Cronenworth right now? What do you guys think about Cronenworth right now at this point? What do you think about Cronenworth right now? I mean, the quality of these at-bats. Hey, Sky, I know you're in here, Sky. Come on, Sky. You're more than a 3 at this point on Cronenworth, huh? You're more than a 3 out of 10 on Cronenworth right now, Sky. I know you are. You know so much about the game, man. It's really concerning. I just don't know how much longer you can put them in the middle of your order, because these are games the Padres need to win. They're in the midst of a really, really tough stretch right now. They have to go to St. Louis on Monday. Then they have to go to Milwaukee. This was the series. Grisham had a hit today, but he's even worse than Crone. Absolutely, if you're comparing them. But Ashley, they're not apples to apples. They're apples to oranges. I mean, Cronenworth's expectations, he's coming off an all-star year. He's a 4-plus war player. You cannot compare the two. The expectational default and what Jake Cronenworth has done has been far more disappointing than Trent Grisham, in my humble opinion, this year. But I told you so. But nevertheless, this was a really tough one. Again, everybody, the beauty of baseball is that we can grab it, we can throw it, and we can get ready tomorrow because we got DeGore going on the mound. Listen, this is still a salvageable series. You can still win that one game. Again, everybody, smash the like button. If you're new to the channel, I know over 50% of you guys watch me without subscribing to the channel. So please subscribe to the Hogwatch for year-round Padres content. And here's another thing. I know there's going to be a lot of people in the stream who're saying, Hog, you say one this, one day that. I'm going to tell you how I feel in the exact moment. You know, you don't have to watch. I'm going to tell you what I feel. I'm going to give you my reaction and what my authentic and honest thoughts are in the heat of the moment. Maybe I'll wake up tomorrow, and here it is, everybody. Here it is. You win some, you lose some. You cannot win them all. Jeez, dude, get real. The Padres can't win them all. It's not about winning them all. It's about how they've been winning and how they've been losing. Those wins, man, as of late, have not been satisfying at all. I mean, since the San Francisco series, it's been really, really awful. Yeah, I don't even know why I keep looking at your shit, because it's you're not watching the same game as we are. I mean, this offense is pathetic, man. Those are the kind of people who are supporting this team who are selling their souls ready for a huge collapse. Listen, I'm saying that this team is different. I firmly stand by that this Padre team is different. I believe it still. I believe it. But y'all, 10 hits tonight for the Padres. 10. 2 runs. 16 left on base. Come on, guys. Let's hear from Bob Melvin.
Taylor's been so good that, you know, you just expect him to come in and shut it down. And every now and then, something like that's going to happen. But along the way, we could have made it a little easier on ourselves for sure.
With regards to Taylor, just the sliders to the right hand is not as sharp tonight.
Yeah, it just was up. You know, he'll every now and then he'll throw an errant one, but you know, that one was just up to a pretty good right-handed hitter at the time. And, you know, with, you know, the situation was in, you got to be perfect. You might got to make great pitches. He gets a strikeout, you know, we're looking pretty good with one out, you know, after what looked like to be a tough situation, two out, nobody on.
Again, I'm not happy for Taylor Rogers. He's been so great this year, and I really feel for him. But I'm serious when I say this, and I know you guys will disagree with me right now. I'm very happy this happened tonight. I really hope tomorrow we can all rejoice together and this offense explodes because this needed to happen, everybody.
But, you know, it ends up being one pitch. And like I said, we could have made it easier on ourselves earlier in the game.
Joe's streak of the team winning every one of his outings comes to an end tonight. But he did a lot of hard work tonight to make it a one-run effort.
He did. That's as hard as he's worked, I think. You know, it was six innings, right around 100 pitches. But they made him work pretty hard. I mean, he threw that throw. Had to get out of some jams. It might not have been his best.
Thank you for your donation, Pat, man. So, hey, I'm going to get into your donation right now. You said – and we're going to talk about tomorrow, everybody, as well. But got to get Kyle Lewis and JD Martinez. If we get those two, then the pieces come together. Guys, I kid you not. I did a collab post with Padres Humor on my Instagram. I think now, what is it, two, 3 weeks ago now? I did a collab post with Padres Humor. We talk about a few guys. I don't know why. It doesn't want me to show you. We talk about four candidates the Padres should get. One of them was Kyle Lewis. One of them was Austin Hayes. One of them was Benintendi. One of them was JD Martinez. We're going to get into that, but let's hear from the skipper, Bob Melvin. Kyle Lewis, by the way, has been going crazy. Thank you so much for your donation, and I will respond to it shortly. We're hearing from Padres skipper Bob Melvin after, no doubt, the worst loss of the season.
But I think they made him work hard enough to where I think six innings was enough for him, even though we're used to seeing him go seven.
Trent sees a lot of first-pitch fastballs, doesn't swing very often. Is there anything he can take out of the success he had there in the seventh?
I think so. I think anytime you have some success, you're knocking a big run at the time, it looks like, you know, puts us in a pretty good position. You know, he's just trying to find his way out of a rough start. And sometimes that can be difficult to do. And you search a little bit and, you know, you try to get more aggressive. Our team's coming after you, you know, with first pitch strikes. And sometimes you have to do things a little bit differently. So, yeah, I think at times maybe a little more aggressive early in count.
By the way, guys, by the way, everybody, Jeff Grau, loyal viewer of the channel, he makes such a great point, guys. He makes such a great point. If this was Tingler last year, oh, that wasn't that. I hope he drops that too, but that's not what your chat was. I'm trying to find your chat, your initial chat. Where is it? There it is. There you go, Bob. Media wants to focus on Rodgers. Answer then, end with, but our offense didn't help him out. If this was Jace Tingler, he would have just stayed maybe 60, 70% of this postgame talking about Taylor Rodgers. But it was quick and be like, no, it's the offense that's shitty. These are small things, guys, that are the difference between veteran managers and not veteran managers. We're hearing from Bob Melvin on the postgame show, everybody. After a brutal loss.
At bats in particular is just kind of one of those nights.
I think it's one of those nights, and you feel it too. You know, even though you have a lead going into the ninth inning, you feel it over the course of the game when you're leaving so many guys out there that, you know, you get into those situations.
So the question is it just one of those nights, or is this who we are?
Situation with guys on and guys maybe press a little bit based on what's been going on through the course of the night. So the good news is we got some hits. We got some guys on base. We just didn't cash them in.
Any further update on Manny? How's he doing?
We'll see tomorrow. You know, I probably the prudent thing to do is give him 2 days off. We'll see how he's doing tomorrow.
Do the Padres win this game with Manny?
Is the pressing even more when he's not in the lineup, given how, you know, what the offense has been doing and how big a part he's in?
No, it's not. I mean, that's the time you pick up your teammates, you know, just like we're doing right now with Toddy. So, no, I don't think at all. I think guys, you know, take it upon themselves to go out there and put together a good offensive game when you have one of your guys that's not in there.
Yeah, it sucks. They were so win tonight with Machado. Like, not convincingly, but, oh, man. There it is, everybody. There's skipper Bob Melvin on the San Diego Padres Hogwatch postgame show. Listen, guys, this is deflating. You know, this is really deflating. You know, what's our record now? The Padres are 29-17. Could be a lot worse, right? But, you know, there is an overall arching problem with, you know, how much do you want to read into those 10 hits by the Padres? You know, the majority of those hits being singles. Not only does team lack slugging, they lack extra base hits. And they don't get it done at an efficient clip. So, you know, we need to talk about that in today's stream. Welcome to the post-game live stream show, everybody. My name is Borna, a.k.a. Hog. Welcome to the Hog Watch. If you have not, we are two literally people away from hitting 600 in the Hog Watch Discord. Go ahead and join the Hog Watch Discord. I'm rolling on like 3-4 hours of sleep. But everybody, it is what it is. We have to play a 9:15 a.m. game on Monday. I thought it's at 11. It's a Memorial Day 11 a.m. game. No? Guys, what time is the game on Monday? It's 11:15, Jeff. No, it's 11:15 in the West Coast. It's 1:15 in St. Louis. So, tons of full counts. Another big moment in this game, everybody. Ha Sung Kim, bases loaded. One out. He was up 3-0 in the count. In Manny's spot. So, another one. It's just, we could pinpoint so many different things. We can pinpoint so many different situations of this baseball game. Unfortunately, it is what it is. And Padres fans, again, this is, would you guys all agree this is the worst loss of the year? It's got to be, right? This has got to be the worst loss of the year. I'm trying to think if there's another one. Again, top hog is Joe Musgrove. And it's unfortunate that we can't spend more time on Joe Musgrove. AJ Preller, go give the guy all the money in the world. Your starter just gave you 6 innings, 1 earned run, struck out 7 guys, and he will tell you that he was bad tonight. Yes, sir, Sam. I can't wait either. He would tell you, new episode with Lorenzo Neal coming out next week, Sam. We may have some special guests on the channel. He was bad tonight, Musgrove will tell you. And man, 6 innings, 1 run. Go give the guy 6 years, $110 million. That's about 18, a little over 18 AAV, and that's it. We don't criticize the pitching coach enough. Lynn, what is there to criticize about Ruben Niebla? What? Lynn, I appreciate all your support of the channel, but what do you mean we don't criticize the pitching? The pitching's been amazing. The pitching is the reason we have the fourth best record in the major leagues, Lynn. If we had an average rotation, we'd be 2-3 under 500 right now. What? So, you know, it is what it is on that front. And you know, listen, AJ Preller, you messed up. You always are stingy. You never like to give the guys the money when they want it. Joe Musgrove deserves $20 million annually a year. Now, will the Padres give him that money? No, but it's all, you know, it is what it is. It's all good, Lynn. It's all good. Yeah. So, you know, if Bob Melvin cannot fix this offense, guys, I'm telling you, nobody can. Okay? Nobody can. Again, if you're new to the channel, I hope you subscribe. We got some merchandise coming out very, very soon, okay? We got merchandise coming out very, very soon. T-shirts, quarter zips. We got some new emojis for the YouTube memberships coming out very, very soon. So just keep hold tight, everybody. If they just go into lost, win, lost the rest of the year and play 500, they're still going to win 94 games. That's not how I think about it, Danzo. It's not a numbers thing. Watch this team with your eyes. And now it comes to the question is this. Here's another question I want to ask y'all. You know, how much of this is a personnel issue, or how much of it is like a Michael Berdar issue? You know, we forget that we hired a 27-year-old hitting coach. And by the way, Ashley, I just want to reiterate, Berdar wasn't the hitting coach for the Giants last year, Ashley. He was a minor league coordinator for the Giants last year in their hitting department. There's a misconception that Berdar was the Giants hitting coach last year at the major league level. No, but he was a hitting coordinator and administrator for the Giants organization specializing in the minor leagues. Now, nevertheless, that's no excuse. That's no excuse to discuss, you know, what Michael Berdar's effect on the team is. Listen, at a certain point last year, we kept analyzing, we kept destroying, what was his name? Damian Easley. But I mean, I'm not going to do that with Berdar, okay? Let's talk about these guys personnel-wise. I mean, how good is Trent Grisham? Did you guys expect Grisham to be good? I mean, the dude literally just had a good 2020. Jay Cornworth had one good year. These are small sample sizes, everybody. These are small sample sizes in players that you thought were a lot better than they truly are. Now, I'm not saying Cronenworth is a 210 guy. But Cronenworth isn't a 275 guy, 20 home run guy. He's probably something in the middle when he actually reaches to his mean, which is about 240, 245, 12, 13 home runs with very plus defense, 2.5, 3 war player. And that's very valuable. Right now he's been on the other side of that, and last year he was on the other side of that in a good way. But Austin Nola, let's talk about how depressing this catching is. This Padres offense is in dire need of pop. Just call up Luis Campusano, who's hitting 900 in AAA, who has an OPS of 10 million. I don't give a crap that he cannot catch from pitchers. I'd rather take a sacrifice there and get some more offense. I mean, Austin Nola, with all due respect, I know you have a beautiful wife, you have a beautiful family, and I have more power to you. I know you're a great person who gives back to the community. Baseball-wise, you've been awful. In addition to your lack of production on the field, you've had the inability to stay healthy. They need to figure out what they're going to do at catcher. They need two outfielders. They need two big bats in the outfield. They need to address the catching pitch situation. And then we can go to battle when we have Fernando back. But let's be real, everybody. No one's talking about it. Austin Nola has been awful in San Diego. And you people may ask, Hogg, why don't you take a media credential from the San Diego Padres if they're going to offer you a media credential so you can go into the clubhouse and interview players? Because I don't want to be censored by them. I want to be able to speak on my mind and talk to y'all. And if I were to do that, I wouldn't be allowed to do this. Okay? So, you know, Nola, Austin Hedges has a higher F4 than Austin Nola in the last 10 months. Nola ranks 32nd out of 38th possible qualified catchers this season in total F4. This is a guy that you traded Ty Paris, Ty Bordeaux, Ty Nice, Ty France, who's going to be a 5-war player and an all-star. By the way, another guy who throws 101 with disgusting movement in Matt Brash. Now, listen, Preller, you win some, you lose some. But 2020 was a year of pressure for Preller because the team didn't do shit in his tenor. He knew that he could take advantage of a 60-day season and have a little distorted, skewed dots. And that was that. The catching situation sucks. The outfield sucks. Do you know how bad the outfield situation is? I trust Will Myers the most in the outfield. That's not good, Padres fans. I trust Will Myers the most in the outfield. Dakota, it seems like you're new to the channel. I hope you subscribe and join the Hog Watch for year-round Padres content. So now I want to ask you guys this. No, I don't want Dom. I want to ask you guys this. Would you rather have Austin Nola or Austin Hedges right now? This is a serious question. I'm not even kidding. See, Austin Hedges is hitting 161, but he has 3 home runs on the year. He's way better defensively. I'm tweeting that right now. I can't believe I'm asking this. I literally cannot believe I'm asking this. So, you know, wow. Wow. This is a landslide. This is a landslide. Wow. I'm telling y'all. Now, Padres fans, I want to hear from y'all tonight. I want to hear from all y'all tonight. Get in this Padres Discord, okay? Get in this Padres Discord. I am in the voice channel, okay? I want to show you guys this. This is an opportunity for you to come onto the live stream, all right, and talk to me and ask any questions related. So this is the San Diego Padres Discord. I am in the voice channel section right now. I'm dragging myself up to the VIP. Join the general, and we will take your questions live on the Hog Watch right now. Let's stay up late, everybody. Because let's talk tonight. Let's have a discussion tonight, because this is such an absolute shit show right now. I mean, just a shit show. Overwhelmingly Austin Hedges. They should have canceled the fireworks. Imagine having fireworks. Thomas says, I've been watching Padres baseball since 2001. Hitting has always been extremely inconsistent. So many hitting coaches have come and gone. Solid bats come to SD via trade or free agency, and they stop hitting. Shaking my head. For 20 years, guys. For young Padres fans. For young Padres fans. This is a fan who's been watching for 21 years. I'm telling y'all, for 21 years. So my only response to that is, can't script it. Welcome back to the live stream, William Shakespeare. Your first anticipated mods in the Discord. We need to get a Shakespeare emoji. Your first anticipated return to the channel. So it is what it is. It is what it is. The Padres lose. Orcho, thank you so much for your donation, man, says. Thank you so much for the $5 holla, man. Hey, guys, let's still keep the faith. Again, why do you think I have to keep the faith in the top right corner tonight? Because we still got to keep the faith. We're 29-17. I appreciate all you guys and everything. Thank you for your donations, guys. Let's still get some W's for everybody donating and everyone staying together tonight. We got to stay together. Ocho says, it's Petco Park, man. This park sucks for offense, and we need to bring up Campy. Enough of Nola. We need to give him ABs. I'm so fed up with our hitting. Seriously, I've been asking about it forever. But when can we freaking bring up Campy? When can we bring up Campy? 16 men left on base tonight. We are extremely fortunate to be hanging this close with with LA. And nobody wants to respond to my tweet. Nobody has responded to my tweet. You want to know why? You want to know why? You want to know why? Because they know the answer. I sent out a tweet 3 minutes ago, and I usually get responses immediately on questions about the Padres. Would you rather have Nola or Hedges right now? Nobody's answering. That's your answer. If nobody's answering, chat, you know what the answer is. It's obviously Nola. But it's something as a fan base that we don't want to admit. And that's how bad it is from a catching situation. But you look at those hits, Corey. And again, welcome to the live stream, man. I hope you subscribe, join the Hogwatch. Same as you, Adrian. I hope you subscribe and join the Hogwatch. No extra base hits, man. I mean, how many extra base hits did the Padres have tonight? Seriously, is there a way I can find out? The Padres lost 4-2 tonight. How many extra base hits? I asked Glick, man. He's ignoring me. The Padres had, okay, they had 3 extra base hits tonight out of their 10 hits. That's it. It's better than I thought, honestly. It's better than I thought. So, it is what it is. This is just degrading. No excuses, dude. Look at the BABIP. It's the worst in the league. Yeah, we should win games at home, but honestly, part of it's our ballpark. Yeah, but dude, the Pirates are playing in Petco too, man. So I don't know. I don't know about that. It is what it is, and I don't think Machado's going to be put on the IL. I mean, I hope not. If guys, we better hope we can win 1-0 tomorrow. I mean, Mackenzie Gore. I mean, what's your confidence level with Gore right now? It's very high, but are you confident that this team can put up 2 runs tomorrow? I mean, tomorrow it's Mackenzie Gore, okay, versus Rosie Contreras, who's 1-0 with a 2.13 ERA in 3 starts this year, who's been pretty freaking good. We faced their worst starter tonight in the series, and we didn't win. This is what it is. By the way, everybody, this is gold. I just saw this in the Discord. This is gold. Chat. Look at this. Chat, this is so gold. Chat, look at this. Ben Higgins tweeted, home runs in May. Padres 12, Mookie Betts 11. Look at the top comment. The amount of Ha-Sung Kims each team currently has. 0-1. Guys, hey chat. Glick is saying that he's falling asleep, but he's watching my stream. Hey chat, everyone in the chat, we got 150 of y'all in here. Convince Glick to get on the show, man. Convince Glick to get on the show. Oh, man. Oh, guys, we go. I hope he comes on. Look at this. Look at this response. I don't know why everyone loves HSK. That's another discussion that I still don't get at Nate. You know, I'm talking to you. Mookie's been going insane. Mookie's been going insane. So listen, didn't Glick have a meltdown last year on your show? I don't know which show you're talking about. Glick, come on, man. Glick, they want you. So chat, what are your thoughts on Ha-Sung Kim? When everyone was freaking out about Ha-Sung Kim having the highest whatever war or defensive whatever stuff, what was I saying about Kim? I'm like, I don't really get it. I don't really get the hype. So what are your thoughts on Kim? Come on, Glick.
What's up?
Glick?
Yes.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
What?
All right, Glick. Glick, what the hell's going on, man?
I was resting.
Glick, just first of all, put on some lights and let's talk. Sit down and let's talk.
I gotta figure out the light situation. Yeah, I know.
Glick, seriously, this shit is so embarrassing. Welcome back to San Diego. Glick, you know, I know you've been the positive guy so far this year, but this is awful. And Glick, Jake Cronenworth fucking sucks right now.
He does.
The whole team fucking sucks right now. And why is everyone loving Ha-Sung Kim so much? The dude sucks.
They all suck. I mean, it's tough. I want to be positive, but I was at the game last night. My short trip back to San Diego. It's just they're not putting together competitive at bats, and it's kind of frustrating to see. It was awesome being there though last night with the Voit home run, but it's just how many bats do we need to win a World Series? Because we know the starting pitching and the bullpen's been up and down, but we have enough arms, I think. The starting pitching is special. If we can just get some consistent, doesn't have to be good. It just has to be average hitting. We could go really, really far. But like
positive click.
I know it's weird. It's weird to say. It was hurting my mind. So
you believe in this team like more than a lot of people right now, huh?
I do. We need a couple more pieces, but I think if we can get some consistent hitters, I think we could go really far.
Six more bats? Seven more bats? I mean, who do you trust right now? I trust Will Myers the most in the outfield right now.
Yeah, which is scary. I don't know.
Let's go one by one real quick. Again, welcome to the post game show, guys. If you don't know Adam Glick, thoughts on the catching situation. I'm sick of this Nola shit and no one's talking about it.
I agree. You have to bring Campuzano back into the majors. I don't know how he's still in the minors right now, but I know you hate Nola. I don't hate him, but he's been obviously a huge disappointment this season. And it's not just the bat, it's also some of his catching on the defensive end. So
remember, did you see the double pump tonight?
Yeah.
What is that? He's out if he just throws the ball. You guys see that double pump?
I mean, it happens once in a while, but I don't know. I want Campuzano. Why can't he just like come up? He doesn't have to catch all the time. He can play DH. He can play first base.
He'll be better than Voit at DH.
Exactly. I don't understand the situation. I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me.
waste of at-bats for Campion AAA. This is a BS. Bring him up. Exactly.
And then you talked about, I think on Twitter, Mazzara. He's been fucking smoking it down smoking in AAA.
The issue is everyone we call up from AAA who's been smoking it just sucks. Like, I was completely wrong about Trace Thompson. I thought he was going to be different this year. I thought he was finally going to be good, and then he just sucked. I mean, do they give this Brent Rooker guy a chance? Who's smoking balls? Like, I don't really know. I don't really know at this point. It's just so awful. It's just so awful.
And it's crazy. Just like, can't we get like one or two guys that are just hot? Just over the course of the year,
we had Machado and Hosmer hot forever. No,
other than the two of them, can we just get someone else that actually like goes on the tear for just maybe a couple games?
Like, what are you okay? So I haven't really talked to a lot of other people about this. Tell the stream what your general. Are you concerned with Jay Cronenworth, or is that more of a me thing?
It's tough. I'm not as concerned as you are, but I am concerned because he's obviously not hitting where he should be compared to last year. He's only at like barely over 200, the Mendoza line right now. And his at-bats, I mean, it's just, I don't know. The power's not there either. He's not getting on base as he usually does. This year is the problem is I haven't watched as many games as I would have liked because of school and graduating and stuff. But
congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. Can't believe I did it. But I don't know if he. I mean, you've been watching every game, so you know. Like, is something just off with his mechanics, or is it?
He's striking out. He's a 24% strikeout rate. I mean, which is abysmal. I think that's what his rate is. He's guessing. He's getting caught looking. He's allowing fastballs just go right past him. And you know what made Jake so great last year? He'd always get ahead in the count. This year, always behind in the count. It's always 0-2 with him. And I think he's got to be more aggressive early on in the at-bats, early on in the counts. Another thing, someone like Trent Grisham, been buns. He's got to be more aggressive. Listen, I understand when you're pressing, you want to see more pitches. But also when you're pressing, pitchers are going to throw first pitch heaters to you, and they're not swinging at them. So I think this team needs to jump on the first pitch a little bit more. I think Cronenworth needs to jump on the first pitch a little bit more. See some things go his way because, listen – I was the first one to tell people, like, listen, I think last year he overachieved, but obviously he's underachieving this year. I think he's somewhere in the middle of like a 240, 250 guy, 13, 14 home runs, plus defender, 3-war player. But everyone's saying, I would never trade him for Brian Reynolds or Cedric Mullins, because he hit 270 last year, 20 home runs. That's not who he is. But would you consider trading him? Would you consider trading him at the deadline, throwing in him with a Campy to go ahead and go get a Brian Reynolds or someone like that?
I would. But don't you think he needs to start hitting a little better for us to increase his trade value? I mean, we can't trade him if he's hitting 200.
Yo, Glick, I don't know what happened to your audio. Did you lift your...
Sorry. Do you think we
should... Oh, shit. What? Your audio's a little buns. It's like muffing up. You guys hear that too, or is it just me? Go ahead, though. Really?
Is it muffing?
You want to leave it? You want to leave and come back real quick or not?
Sure, I can try.
All right, man. All right, man. Guys, was this audio muffin for y'all too? Was his audio muffin for y'all too? He's getting into it, man. We need to get Glick back on, man. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed hearing from the Glickster. Oh man, it's great. It's great to have his presence. Is that better? Let's see.
Is it better?
It's beautiful. Glick, honestly, for once I need your calming presence because we're overachieving right now.
We are. But that's what happens when you have literally the best rotation in baseball.
We have a new viewer in James Joliffe with his comment. Okay. Anyways, welcome to the channel, man. Glick, continue.
No, I'm just like, every night our starting pitching is giving up 1 to 2 runs. And if they give up 2 runs, it seems like the game is over. So, yeah, we're going to be in every single game. We're going to win a lot of baseball games. If your starting pitching is having a quality start every single night, and it seemed like that's what's been going on all year. And it's not just, you know, a couple guys. It's been everyone in the rotation. And the bullpen, they've had their moments, but overall they've been pretty good, honestly. So – it's crazy because if the bats were actually like halfway decent,
They'd be 40 and 6 right now.
They'd be better than the Yankees. I mean, they'd be better than the Dodgers. And the Dodgers, yeah.
A few things. My biggest concern, Glick, is that Preller's going to just think all he needs to get is Tatis back, which is not an issue. Because, by the way, everybody, I hate to break it to you, he's going to subluxate that shoulder 3 more times when he returns, and he's going to go on the IL 4 more times. You know what's crazy? Joe Musgrove wasn't even good tonight, and he was nuts. He wasn't even good tonight. They got to pay this dude. But, you know, then it comes to the question is, like, how desperate are you for a back? Like, do you make one of those starters expendable? Do you make a Blake Snell expendable? Because you have so much depth in that rotation. You have 7 guys. I mean, listen, I know it's early, but don't you agree Mackenzie Gore's looking like the real deal right now?
He is the real deal.
He's the real deal.
Yeah.
And he's going to be a southpaw in your rotation forever. You're going to have Mora Hone who's coming back very soon. Is there a time where you just sell low a little bit on Blake Snell maybe if you don't want to give up Cronenworth? And
because you trust Clevinger to stay healthy consistently throughout the year?
Yeah, but I think you can just get a lot more for Snell because he's got control. And I don't know, maybe Clevinger, you can extend 1 year for low if he's not having, like, the best year and maybe give him another year. But, I mean, who wouldn't you say you can get a ton for Snell? A huge bat. I mean, right? I'm looking at Boston right now, man. I'm looking at them, and I hope – we're just praying that they're starting to lose because J.D. Martinez is the gold rush here, right?
Yeah. And the problem with – that is, I don't know if Boston's going to sell by the deadline. They're inching their way back to 500. And if they're around 500 at the deadline, I doubt they're going to give away a couple of their big bats like J.D. Martinez.
Even if he's a rental and even if there's 3 better teams in the division than them?
I mean, it's the Red Sox, so I don't know. I mean, it's possible. But if they're in a playoff hunt, I don't think they're going to sell. And J.D. Martinez, I mean, we would have to give up a lot for him, even though he is a rental.
You also trade for Kike. A lot of people are blaming the Petco Park itself, Glick.
It's cursed. I'm telling you.
No. Do you think because the size of it, or is it? Do you really believe in that this team is just better on the road? Like I don't know.
I don't know if like wins and losses, but just hitting overall, both the away team and the home team. It's just I don't know. It's the atmosphere. The ball doesn't really travel. The fences, even though they say whatever it is, 350, 360, it seems farther than that. Nothing goes out in Petco. That home run robbery tonight, I mean, Hosmer crushed that ball.
Oh,
how did he even rob it? Like, it's unbelievable.
Like, you saw Luke Voigt's 3-run home run in person, right?
Dude, thought it was 420, 430 off the bat.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Luke Voigt crushed that ball, and it went 380 feet, and it was 4 rows out. That's scary, especially when we don't have sluggers. Like, Luke Voigt crushed that. And I went to the Brewers' loss, the second game of the series, and I've never seen balls have that sound get crushed. And they're going, and they just die. They just fall. Like, I've never seen that.
Well, I mean, it's almost like a fact that the balls are – whatever they did to the balls,
like,
it's across the league.
Like, let's see. Let's honestly see, Glick. I want to see if I can show the stream – here it is. Okay, so I want to show the stream the Luke Voigt home run because it's still such it's craziness, man. So let's take a look at this. And Glick was at this game last night, guys. Again, smash the like button on the stream. We're giving away a Chrismat jersey. Glick, we're giving away a Chrismat jersey if we hit 4K by June 10th. But guys, take a look at this. If you're looking at this any other year, this is crushed. Oh, crushed. Barely gone.
It's unbelievable.
Guys, when Don Orsillo does that call, he says, that ball is deep, far. He likes to say, that ball is deep, far, very gone. But he wasn't even sure. Watch. Far, not very gone. That looked like that was going to be a double-decker. So it just goes to show you that these balls are insane. Pause.
But so, this team's lack of home run hitting is really concerning.
You think?
But
it doesn't matter as much this year, no?
It doesn't matter as much this year, and obviously we're 29-17, but no one other than really Machado, maybe Hosmer, or a few, can really – it's going to hit 20 home runs, 15 home runs for our team.
All right, Glick, leave again. Leave again. Audio muffled. I'll send you one more. Send you one more. Guys, I'm going to send Glick one more invite because his audio muffled again. But I'm telling you guys, here's another thing that I want y'all to look at. Here's another thing that we need to look at. Take a look at this, okay? We're going to take a look at the home run leaders now when it comes to the baseball, okay? So we take a look right now at leaders in baseball. Here's the home run category. I mean, the Dodgers are seventh. Oh, the Dodgers are so good. You see, Betts had 11 home runs in May. The Padres have 12.
It's incredible.
Here are the Padres now. That's bad. You see that, guys? The Padres are tied for second, third to last in the whole big leagues in terms of home runs. That's very bad. And think about someone like Jerkson Profar, Glick. The dude had 5 home runs to start out the year. We're like, oh my God, even if he hits 180, he's going to hit 30. He hasn't hit one in 5 weeks.
Yeah. But just look at the averages on our team. You showed it earlier on the stream. Other than Hosmer in today's lineup. I mean, these averages are atrocious. And it's unbelievable that they're 29-17.
Guys, take a look at these averages. I'm trying to pull it up. Let's see if we can pull them up right here. Yeah, look, right here. Your leadoff guy's hitting 215. Your number two guy's hitting 222. Your cleanup guy's hitting 209. Your fifth guy's hitting 211. I mean, Myers has been awesome since coming off the IL. That's been great to see. And he's been clutch. But besides that, guys, Glick.
But they
what? Go ahead.
I was gonna say they showed a stat the other day. I don't know if it's still how true it is, but our home record and runs per game to our away record runs per game, there's a drastic difference. So it has to somewhat be Petco Park.
Who's been more of a disappointment for you, Trent Grisham or Jake Cronenworth?
Grisham. I mean, really? He's almost like you can't even start him at this point. He's that bad. Like, Cronenworth, I know he's really struggled, but he still puts the ball in play. I know he's striking out more, but puts the ball in play. He's a good fielder. I mean, he gets on base occasionally. I don't know. But Grisham's batting 161. That's horrible.
Yeah, that's really bad, guys. Yeah. Krohn was 250 after the All-Star break last year, barreling only 7%. I think this was coming. Oh, interesting. Yeah, I didn't know his second half stats. It was bad. You know, one other thing I love from Melvin tonight, Glick, is that they asked him immediately about Taylor Rogers, and he was like, you know what happened? But our offense didn't help at all. Someone like Tingler would have stayed talking about Taylor Rogers. I know I talked about this earlier in the stream, but like Melvin knew the issue was in Taylor Rogers. We all knew it was bound to happen. Like, yeah. I see people on Padres Twitter complaining about what the fuck is going on with Taylor Rogers. Like, dude, shut up. Like, the dude's been the best closer in baseball this year. He's been better than Hader. And then it's him and Hader who've been the best closers. Think honestly, like, and I said it, I'm happy they lost tonight. They deserve this wake-up call because I know it would have been nice to be 30-16. I know it would have been sexy. It would have been nuts. But, Glick, these wins were diluted. They were delusions, right?
No, I know. But my question is, even if they won tonight's game, like, they still need the wake-up call. So
I know, but I don't think they'd get it as much. That's the thing. I don't think they'd get that wake-up call. I don't think – I'd be like, you know, they'd be like, wow, guys, we need to work together on the offense. Shh, that was bad. But, hey, great win. Let's go for the sweep tomorrow. Today, they're like, this is fucking bad. This is embarrassing. This is miserable. We need to go out and win this series tomorrow in front of our fans. This is embarrassing. Mm-hmm. You know, I hope I'm not in that clubhouse, but I hope – and here's 636 home OPS for 691 road OPS.
Yeah. It's great. What are the pitchers tomorrow? Gore and who do they have?
It's some guy who's had like 3 starts for them and who has a 1-0 record with a 2.13 ERA. I don't even know.
So he's going to shove.
It's going to be a 1 hour, 50-minute game and one team's going to win 1-0. Guys, that's the one great thing about Padres baseball. Except tonight. They're usually quick games. Quick, any other notes? I mean, I hope you join me for the trade deadline streams this summer, man.
I hope so. Well, I mean, you're doing great. I'm trying to find a job after college. So.
Oh, we'll talk. We'll talk offline about that, man.
They're 29-17. They're competitive. Let's hopefully no collapse this year, and it will be a fun summer. That's the goal.
If the Potters miss a wild card spot by one game, I doubt you'll be happy. Let's calm the brakes, guys. Listen, listen, call me crazy. I'm very confident this team's going to be in the postseason. I really am. You know how you only need to win like 83, 84 games to be in the wild card game this year. The Giants looked like they're going to be kind of in that running for the last spot, and they're probably going to be around 85, 86 games, right? Do you think the Giants are like an 85, 77 team kind of?
Last year was an anomaly. They're not that good. Maybe I don't even know if they honestly get to 85. They've looked really bad in this Red series so far, but I'm waiting for a team like the Braves to start coming on. I mean, they're 22-25 at the moment. I think they're going to be better, but with the added wild card this year, I mean, there's no reason the Padres shouldn't be in the postseason.
But you make a good point. There's definitely teams like Atlanta, right, who are definitely going to make some noise.
It's really only Atlanta and Philadelphia where I could see them making a push. Other than that, I'm sorry. I know the Diamondbacks have played well, but they're not going to be in the postseason. Rockies aren't either, or the Marlins. So I think it's going to be us, Cardinals, Giants, Braves, four teams for three spots, in my opinion.
And you're gonna be shitting yourselves, Padres fans, if it's you versus the Braves coming down the stretch. Yeah. Because this is a World Series hangover, but you would think, right? You would think they're gonna get it going. What about Philadelphia? You're not sold on them?
The pitching, it's horrible. Until they get arms. Nola is maybe though. I mean, Gibson's done well this year, but their bullpen's atrocious. I don't know. And their hitting, honestly, has been really disappointing this year. And they got killed again tonight. I don't trust them.
All right, Glick. Good chatting, bro. Thanks. Always a pleasure, man. I'll text you offline. Hey, you're going to watch tomorrow, right? Big game tomorrow.
Yeah, I will.
It's a big game every day. We're degenerates, everybody. It's a big game every day, Glick. Exactly. Great chatting with you, man. Congratulations. I'll talk to you soon, man. Well, I'll text you. I'm out. What's up, fellas? I'm still live. I'm down. I'm still chatting, man. I'm still stream. How are we feeling? I'll go for 10, 15 more minutes. I know I'm still home. I'm going back to school. I mean, LA soon. So,
what an amazing loss.
Nice.
Did you see that one at home? Played 21 games, scored 67 runs. Away, we played 24 games, scored 127 runs.
Jeez.
That's insane. That's three runs a game at home, five on the road.
I think there's definitely something to the Petco stat.
How many games on the road?
What's that?
How many games on the road?
24. It might not be up to hill. I mean, it wouldn't matter for tonight.
And then 22 at home?
22.
Yeah.
We
played 46 tonight.
So you'd have to add the numbers in. But we scored two runs, so you can add that pretty easy. So we played 22 at home and scored 69.
Oh, I wonder if these guys putting way too much pressure on themselves. Like, you know, maybe the fans are getting too, I don't know. But I can promise you one thing. I promise you if the Yankees were playing at Petco, like, the disparity wouldn't be nearly as bad as it is.
Yeah, but I mean, that's just such a stupid comparison. I mean, they're like the best slugging team in the league. I mean, of course.
But it proves the point, though, that like Petco obviously is a disadvantage. But like,
I think there's a mental.
A lot of teams have to play there.
When you're struggling in such an individual sport as baseball, like home versus road, I mean, guys are getting booed, you know, stuff like that, where I don't know many other sports where really it's such a one man, you know, is all eyes are on him, you know, Ha-Seong Kim, Grish, guys basically loaded today. Yeah, they're pressing even more as the crowd gets loud.
Padres Padres are missing Tatis on the offensive side. I feel the Padres team is pressing with all the media and fans putting pressure on them. I disagree with that, Alex. You know, I think the media pressure is actually a lot less than it was last year.
Far less.
I think that actually has been a big beneficiary. It's what's helped them because, you know, honestly, the Padres are kind of the forgotten dark horse of the year so far because it's the Phillies that have all the attention kind of this year. There's other teams, the Braves, like the Padres are very talented, but they've also, you know, the Mets right now are getting a ton of hype and rightfully so. But, you know, it's.
Last year, the Padres came in pretty much in all power rankings. Like, came into the season, like, the top three or four team.
Well, a lot of guys, like, they were two, and it was like, San Diego going to make West Coast baseball relevant.
And
the story.
Yeah, this year it was like they were way down. Like, they were like between like, 7 and 10.
Tatis would rather be on a motorcycle and get wrecked. Yo, chat, it's still alarming to me. It's still insane to me that. I'm serious, guys. There's two things that are really alarming to me. One, in terms of the baseballs, I was at the game on Tuesday night when we lost to the Brewers, I think like 4-1 or something. There was a ball that was crushed and it just died. I've never seen something like that. It was like a projectile and it just died. And then the Luke Voit home run, we were talking about it. It's unbelievable. I mean, are there metal screws in these baseballs right now?
So the inner core, the rubber core is 3 grams lighter. And then there's 3 to 5 layers of stitching that go around it. The first layer is wound 30% looser than it used to be.
Say that again?
It's the innermost layer of yarn on the baseball. So already that rubber ball that's in there is 3 grams lighter.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first layer of the twine, the yarn that goes around it, is stitched 30% looser than it has been.
I'm just so confused on like why they would mess with something, right? Like
they did this for last year. These were the balls for last year, and then they started running at them. So they started bringing.
Yo, people. You guys are asking who's talking? Jeff in the chat, Jeff Ground, and ADHD who's Adam Gross in the chat. Sam asked who's the third guy. And guys, if you guys they're chatting because they're in the Discord. Sam asked who's the third guy you trust the most after Machado and Haas? Bob Melvin.
Myers,
yeah, for sure.
So, ADHD's brought it up a lot. We have historically good starting pitching. Like, this organization has not seen. So, do we move someone to get things? You know, we've talked about earlier that
Blake Snell.
Unfortunately, we might be kind of hedged in on what teams we can trade with because of certain things.
Yeah.
The Cubs, I want them to lose, and maybe Contreras, Happ, and David Robertson would be something.
Wow, that would be a haul.
That would be incredible.
That's all on rentals. I don't think that would be terrible.
Happ's a rental?
I don't know.
No way. Yeah.
Contreras is.
Yeah. And Contreras is somebody that we would 100% not re-sign. It's just. No, we don't have money. No, we don't have money. No, we would. No, we don't. Also, Contreras is not a rental.
When's the last time we've had a hitting catcher?
Piazza? Yeah, Piazza at the end of his career. By the way, Contreras is not a rental. He's ARB3 next year. So, yeah, I mean, at least I thought he was a rental, but I'm on spot track right now. Oh no, I'm looking at Ian Happ. Excuse me, sorry. Yeah.
A year and a half.
Guys, just any.
Year
oh my.
Contreras, God. And I think Ian Robertson, who's had a bounce back here. He used to be a stud for the Yankees.
What are your all thoughts on Austin Nola?
Both of them were bad. Our catchers suck. Like it's not like that's why I don't necessarily think that this Contreras would be a bad idea. We bring him over for the rental year, and then depending on how he performs, maybe you re-sign him to a long term contract, then you have a catcher for the next 10 years.
Who does like Austin personally catch? Joe and you?
Who?
Who does Nola personally catch? Because I know right now Gore and Manaea always go to all farms.
No, Snell is caught by Snell is hybrid. I think both catch Snell.
I would rather see it flip and have Alfaro. I mean, he strikes out a lot, but he's got power, and his arm is drastically different than.
Hey, chat. By the way, I totally forgot to get a quick roll call. Where's everybody tuning in from tonight, man? On the Saturday night, where's everybody tuning in from? Here's another thing. Well, I totally was gonna forget. Oh yeah. No. Who would you rather get rid of, Manaea or Snell at the deadline for a big bat? What are your thoughts on Manaea so far? Because he's been like,
I'd be okay trading Manaea.
I
think 3 weeks ago you would have said definitely Manaea's trading Snell.
I mean, yeah, Manaea's still
kind of cooled off a little bit for sure.
What does cooled off mean? I mean, 7 innings, 3 earned runs, 7 innings, 4 earned runs. I mean,
I think Manaea is basically coming down to what his floor is lower,
ceiling is lower. Snell's ceiling is way higher. Going into playoffs, going into a wild card game. Much rather have Snell going than Manaea.
Exactly right. Like, I know maybe like a really weird question to ask right now, like who would you want going like in a game 7, but if Snell, you know, is at least pitching decently going into the playoffs, how would you not want Snell to go in that game?
Grish, are they louder?
He's been insane.
Grish, are they louder? Manaea will likely walk. Yeah, I mean, Manaea and Clevinger are gonna walk, so it's like their audio volume's low. Let's see if I can fix that.
I can turn myself.
Chat, let me see if that's better, chat. Let's see if that's better. I
check 1-2.
Yeah, let me know if that's
check 1-2.
Why do you need so many left-handed pitchers? I mean, what do you mean? I mean, you also have Morihone, who's gonna be a starter. I don't know. Yeah, guys, let us know if the audio is better. You're also gonna have Morihone who's a starter, so I don't know. Who blamed Petco, Sam? A lot of people do. A lot of people are blaming the park. Oh, Jeff Test audio.
Test 1-2, 1-2.
I don't know why. Most lineups are right-handed. No, it's good to have lefties in rotations, man. Different looks, higher slightly. I don't know how to fix it.
What do you think realistically is the chance that like AJ does something crazy and like gets a Soto or like gets, I don't know, maybe it's like an outfielder on the Mariners who could definitely be sellers at the deadline if they keep going like they're going.
Yeah, the Mariners are interesting, right? Because they've just been...
The Mariners are super interesting, yeah.
And Kyle Lewis has been going crazy.
Yeah, and I think the Mariners in about a month are just going to be totally out of that race already. That division is pretty out to be a lot more difficult than people thought, especially with the Angels being insanely good. So... I think that the Mariners have very interesting outfielders that could potentially be pretty cheap, I think.
Yeah, but you look at the AL Central's weak as hell. I think Minnesota's probably going to fall off, and Chicago ends up winning that. So you get 3 teams out of the East. Is it Houston, LA, clinch up that spot? I think with the expanded playoffs, you're going to have a lot more teams hanging in later.
Yeah, that is weird, right? Like how's that going to play out in terms of like trading and like when people are going to be trading?
I don't know.
They're probably going to be less inclined to sell. That's honestly probably what it's going to be.
I mean, you can't wait too long either, though, right? Because then, like, you miss your window, right? So like, if you're a team that's clearly not going to be competing this year, and you want to get rid of you want to get rid of like a huge player. It'll be interesting.
I think
you're right. I think initially people are going to be a little more cautious on selling early, but I don't know. We'll see.
When's the last time the Padres – what was that sound? When was the last time the Padres had this first world problem? I don't really know what you're talking about, Manuel. Chad, I mean – Got it. Chat, any other questions from tonight, chat? Cruz at the deadline. Listen, I'll tell you when I'm wrong. I was wrong about Nelson. He hasn't been
starting to hit.
Is he starting to hit?
Coming around. Yep. Hasn't had much power. But the average is up around 225.
Oh, he is starting to hit. And he has 4 home runs. He is starting to hit.
And I don't think they're playing him every day either, right?
They started this now they're playing him every day.
He definitely wasn't playing every day to start. So maybe, yeah, he did the consistent bats. I mean, like a lot of these old school bats, like it just takes them a while to get going.
He's hitting 238.
Yeah. And we talked about the contract. The contract, if Nelson gets moved at the deadline, the buyout gets paid by the Nats and he gets guaranteed the $15 million for this year. So, like, that's why they did it that way. And that was kind of, I guess, they wanted to put him behind Soto. Juan wanted him there. And
by the way, guys, Nelson Cruz would have the fourth highest batting average on the Padres right now.
Yeah, that's not saying much, though, unfortunately.
When will you expect?
Also, like, I like the Cano thing. I'm still into guys that have been there before and have struggled through, because I think we do have a lower, a much lower talent players than we once thought we did. You know,
absolutely, yeah, like on paper, yeah, for sure.
Yo, guys, there's
somewhere in between their current numbers and their 2020 numbers, and 80% of this game, hitting wise especially, is mental.
BQ, I'll get into your question right now. Sorry, Jeff, 1 second. There's a Twitter account, guys, called Padres _ Farm. They got like 5,500 followers. They're like a pretty big Twitter follow. This Twitter follow of the Padres really enjoys tweeting at me without actually adding me. So, like, you know, saying Nelson Cruz, why does some idiot want this guy, blah, 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 blah. So just know we're watching these guys. It's a long season. If Nelson starts hitting 260 and all these things, I'll just be hitting my ad at you. When will you expect Peller to make a move? Will he even do one? Yeah, of course AJ Peller is going to make a move this year. Yeah, that's the biggest question. Will they blow through the CBT? Because there's some ancillary things you can make, right? You can get rid of Lamet, which they did, but you can just DFA him fully outright. You can, you know, that saves $3-4 million. But let's be real, guys. The question is, are they going to want to go $20 million over? If you acquire someone like JD Martinez, yeah, he's a rental, but he's a one-year $19 million guy, and he can help big time. And let's say Boston was willing to trade him. You're going well over the CBT. They're going to have to go over the CBT, man. You know, and I think they will. Do you guys think they will?
At the Dodgers, I don't think we have a choice, right?
It's not about being within the Dodgers. We're not gonna be 3-4 within the Dodgers, and they're ADHC. You're that's flawed. Yeah, that's flawed logic. Exactly. That's the goal. That should be the goal for this team, and I think it's And I think it's a very achievable goal, especially now with Atlanta's really slow start. I think that's a big thing.
Atlanta started slow last year too.
But this is a really slow start. I mean, like we're well over a quarter through, and this is a really good chance now for the Padres to have that luxury where they can be that best of the wild card teams. Probably the division winners won't choose them. Right, I mean the third team won't probably choose them, and then they can kind of play the other wild card team, and then they'd have home playoff games. But I mean that's all looking down the line. But yeah, I mean I think their goal.
Such a weird system. You get to choose who you want to play, right? Yeah, the worst division winner chooses who they play.
So interesting, actually.
They have to make a big move. There's no way this. Max Muncy. You know, it's scary because Muncy's not even been good. Yeah, guys, the Padres are gonna have to make a move. The Padres are going to have to make moves. You know, the question is Peter Seidler going to be willing to blow over through that CBT? How much is Manaea making this year? Or, you know, guys, because if they traded, I really believe that the Padres may trade one of those starters. AJ Preller is just – he would do that. Now, I would say Darvish, because Darvish has $20 million on that contract. But I honestly think Darvish has been too good to trade. You look at that 3.7 whatever ERA is. Darvish's ERA does not tell the story of how dominant he's been this year.
Manaea's in his walk here. He's got a little bit lower market value than what Joe's currently.
$10 million.
His current market value is about 6 years, $22 million a year. Manaea's.
Yeah, every start it's going up.
And Manaea's making 9.75 this year.
Do you guys think when Tatis eventually, like, when his actual return date is, will make any difference in terms of trades or potential trades?
He's not coming. He's not coming.
He actually isn't going to come back until, let's say, closer to the trade deadline or maybe even past the trade deadline. Like, do you think that affects AJ, like, at all in terms of, like, how he responds?
Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, it's – I don't know. The hard part is we want him to trade now. From what I'm hearing, there is no real – there's some interest in Frankie Montas and things are heating up. No one's really willing to trade right now. The sellers are – it's a seller's market right now, and they're waiting for prices to go way up. So, like, the Mets are in desperate need of starting pitching. You know, if maybe they can't get Montas, would I turn around and – I mean, I don't know what's on the Mets roster that you could haul away that you all want, but you send Manaea there, you could probably pick three players from their team, from their active roster.
Tony needs to make a move now, not wait until the deadline. Yeah, you know, he mentioned on Ben and Woods, Ashley, that he would that you know, teams look at Memorial Day as times to make moves too. So Danzo says, I'm just hearing a lot of lame excuses. Oh, it's the MLB messing with the baseball. Oh, it's Petco Park. The Padres are in second place in the best division in baseball. Stop whining. Dude, we're not.
I don't think they're excuses, dude. Like, it's just the truth. And, like, we're not saying that it's only affecting the Padres, bro. Like, it's affecting everyone. It just is what it is.
Yeah, if we go to expected win loss right now,
Potter should have what, 25 wins?
We are expected win loss for 26 and 20 team. So we've
three over
wins, and we'd be the sixth wild card right there.
That's still a wild card team.
Yeah.
AJ will bring Frazier back. Get out of here. The CBT is the big question. Dodgers would fix Cronenworth's hitting issues.
I think Crown has been exposed a little bit. 2020, he only played AL West, NL West teams. So all these new teams are seeing him for the first time if they weren't in those divisions, all these pitchers. And a new guy that comes up and is smoking hot, he eventually cools off because he gets figured out.
Yep. And I also think that they just have another full year of scouting reports on him, which is kind of interesting because, like, I feel like it's kind of happening with Grish too. Like, that's why Grish had a crazy 60 games in 2020 or however many games he was healthy for. And then ever since then, like, because he was still fairly young, because he had only played, what, like a half a year in Milwaukee when Yelich got hurt before that, I think. So, like, once these scouting teams, like, and analytical departments have, like, a year and a half to 2 years of, you know, new scouting reports on you, I think it makes it a lot easier for pitchers to throw against you.
My fear is that we'll get a big bat and then he'll come here and suck ass. Yeah, ask Mitch Moreland about that. All right, guys, we've been venting for a while tonight. Yeah, I don't know. Listen, guys, the beauty of baseball, you know, tomorrow if we win this series, it's big time. But if we lose this series, whew, guys, this is a big rubber match tomorrow. This is a big game tomorrow. Big game.
I'm on planes at 5, 6 p.m. Pacific time. Fly to St. Louis and be ready for a game at 11:15 a.m.
We can't be losing to, you know, the Pirates at home. And then, you know, like.
By the way, the Cardinals. By the way, the Cardinals are playing really good baseball right now.
Ultimate out of his mind.
I know. Yeah. They just took two or three from Milwaukee? Did they take two or three from Milwaukee or what?
What's that?
Did they take two of three from Milwaukee? Did they sweep them? They took two of three. Like, they just took two or three from Milwaukee, yeah. Yeah, and this is a really good hitting off. This is just a really good – the St. Louis team is really good. You know, because, again, and it comes down to this. If you're talking to a baseball fan who's unbiased – They're always going to choose the Cardinals over the Padres just because of track record, organization. So think about those kind of things, right? That's really going to be it for me.
Tomorrow, yeah, four game series.
Yeah, that's going to be it for me, everybody. Guys, let's get some why not us's in the chat because you got to believe. Huge game tomorrow. I don't know much about this Pirates guy. Mackenzie Gore has been the NL Rookie of the Year. Hopefully he can continue. Big rubber match tomorrow, guys. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. Good night, everybody. Take care. Peace.